Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have a caller on the line from North Carolina. Are you there, April?
Yes. Greetings, Ross Charles.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear you're calling and to let us know up here in Binghamton, what are the run-ins down there in North Carolina?
Well, we have so much happening this summer. It's just been an amazing season so far, and we have wonderful things coming up. I just saw a new show last night, a showcase that started at a venue called Stella Blue. They're going to be having a reggae showcase every month. And last night they had a very good band, a local band, I guess. I haven't heard them, Crucial Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Couple chanters, one from the Virgin Islands, King Shabar, and a brother-sister duo from Charlotte.
Wow, so it's alive and well and thriving.
See, we can't say that for Binghamton.
Well, and we are so blessed to be having the Messenger Sunday.
Luciano.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to getting down there, you know, and I really look forward to seeing him perform because he's an inspiration to me, and I'm sure to a lot of other young artists out there because he's the messenger. You're right. He has the word, you know, love and justice.
Yes, yes. And the what's especially nice about this show, I think, is that it's starting early on Sunday so that children can come. And it's an all-ages show at this venue. This venue always is an all-ages show, so and no smoking. So it's really nice for the children to be able to come. So we're all looking forward to it here. We've got people coming from all over to see this show Sunday.
You know what? I really think. Now, I live in this town for like 15 years, and I just wonder what is it that keeps people from wanting to have different kinds of music and, you know, where artists, you know, where in the audience is different kinds of people. I just wonder about that. And this is New York. You know,
yeah.
You say New York and you figure, well, that's up north. And, well, my dad used to say up south, you know, and he would say that it's worse in New York. And I was born in New York. It's worse up here than it is down south in a lot of ways. And you know that I talked to you about the Klan having a headquarters here and
right.
This being underground.
Right.
But, you know, you just would automatically think that that would be something attributed to the south, you know. I mean, but not real.
Not real, no. Well, and Asheville is a very city. I think because of the mountains, there's a very strong spiritual vibe here. It attracts a lot of artists, writers, musicians, and I think most of the artists who come here, most of the reggae artists who come here, are very drawn to it as well. And many of them come back over and over again. Midnight has come back, Bamboo Station, and all the Virgin Islands. All the Mount Nebo Records people have come back.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be playing. In fact, iGrade Records is having a show July 24th here, which is just going to be amazing, with Army, Abja, Niall Ray, Ancient King, and Abba Shaka, and the musical Ark of the Covenant Sound is going to be doing the DJing for the show. The band... The band is Blackfoot, and Tough Line will be in the band. Hippie of iGrade will be in the band.
Did you hear Asher mention Tough Line?
Yes, I did. And I also heard you play Tough Line's Good Works, which is one of my favorite songs.
Oh, see now, I didn't even realize that. But he's working on something new, Asher said, and he stays in the background. See, I didn't know all of that.
Oh, yeah, he's Tough Line is... he's an amazing man, very spiritual man, very humble, extremely humble man. If you look on the new CDs that are coming out from iGrade and from Mount Nebo, you will see that most of the mixing and a lot of the guitar work is done by a tough lion.
Wow.
It's amazing. Wow. It's amazing. Yeah.
And it is a small world, wouldn't you say that? I mean, how the connections, I mean, you know, we talked to Asher this morning, and he talked about you know, Bamboo Station.
Right.
And I know you know them well. And I want to let the people know that you are a very good photographer. And
well,
you do have a website that's just starting out. You want to let people know about that?
Well, I don't know if it's quite ready yet. It's going to be www.thatreggaewoman.com. We're just still working on it, so it's still kind of in the working stages, but I think folks can get an idea of what it's going to be like. It's taken a lot more work than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm. But
I've also, speaking of Bamboo Station, I'm also very blessed and humbled to be the photographer that they have used on their promo picture for their press kit. So that was, I was just overwhelmed by that. I was just so excited about it. So it was very kind of them to do that.
Wow, see how things happen sometimes.
I know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
You know, I guess it was for me a matter of being with the right person in the right time, as far as, you know, those, you know what I'm saying, about mm-hmm. album covers and stuff like that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I look at it like this. I put out the positive energy, and I can only do the best that I can do, and I can't expect other people to do what I expect them to do. I can only do what I know I can do.
Right.
And then that's on them whether they do what they're supposed to do. But other than that, I really am looking forward to coming down to North Carolina to meet the people, to meet some of the club owners, and just feel the vibes.
Yeah, I think you'll be very pleased. It's just an amazing place. It really is. It's hard to explain it. You just have to kind of come here and feel it for yourself.
Well,
I really do.
I tell you, is there any other thing you want to say, April, before we go? I know there might be something you might want to say.
Do you have any ideas?
Do I
is
have
something
any?
I'm forgetting?
tell us about the meditations. Tell us about the article you did, and if anything that you have written can be accessed by the listeners.
Right. Okay. I forgot about that. Yes, I've recently started writing for a new Rasta journal. It's the I'll give you the website. It's www.irascom.cjb.net. And I have an article in this month's, the June journal, on the meditations. Again, I was blessed to be able to do an interview with the meditations when they were here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And my first article in the journal, which I think the first one was in April, was on Bamboo Station and the Talking Roots tour that was here. So that was very exciting, too. I don't think of myself as a writer, but I guess somebody does, so I'm writing now.
So
you never know what you're going to be doing.
You never know what you... Well, I tell you, when I saw those pictures, I just said... And then black and white, you know, because I have not been so into doing that. Even though I will get out my black and whites, and I'm going to show you that when they did come out, they were pretty good pictures.
Mm.
I really was impressed, and it's just like bombardment of pictures that I still have to print out. And I don't have any ink, you know. And
yeah.
I said, "Oh boy, I gotta do this thing."
Yeah.
But yes. Now, where are you from originally? And what I want to get to is how did you get into reggae music?
Well, originally I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I moved down to North Carolina about 10 to 15 years ago now. And at the time I moved down here, I was really kind of in a bad place mentally. I'm going to go into one of these reggae saved me stories. I mean, I think a lot of us have reggae saved me stories. But to make a long story short, I started listening to Bob Marley again, And I realized, I mean, I listened to him constantly almost for quite a while, a few weeks, maybe a couple months. And he just brought me around. I had been very depressed and hadn't even realized it until I started listening to him and got back to my senses again, and then really got into reggae. And since then, I've just been in touch with so many people around the world. It's just amazing. Between reggae and the internet, you know, the two together, it's just linking us all up.
It really does. It really does. You know, that's the fascinating thing. And, you know, to have somebody listen to the show over in Preston, England, even though James is not listening this week, he's gigging. He told me he could only listen for 2 hours, and then he had to go and play some drums. So, but you know, that makes me feel so great, and like I tell you, it's a privilege for me to be able to do that, and to have people listen on the World Wide Web, and you know, and James would tell me people listen to you in Marrakesh, Charles.
Wow.
So you know, when I hear that, I kind of like in Israel too, because I know from some people in Esther Selector, if she's listening, she has connected me with a lot of people, and you know, Bermuda. I mean, just all around the world.
Right.
You know, so and I just want to spread this message of love and overstanding, and people, and let people know that basically, most people are good people.
Exactly.
And most of us are not warmongers.
Exactly.
Most of us are not serpents.
Right.
You know, there's a few out there, the money hungry, the warmongers, warmongers. We say mongers. Yeah, it's true.
Politicians.
Yeah,
right. The corporations.
Yep.
Yeah, we know who they are.
And they try to keep us divided.
That's right.
And they pit one group against another group. They pit so-called race against race, and which is only one race, the human race. Last time it was another one. There was Neanderthal, even though some people may act a little Neanderthalish. No, I'm serious.
I know.
It's like, you know what I've always said, and I might wind up like Billie Holiday said on that tree, but I always had this feeling that even a redneck could be saved. Even a redneck got some good in his heart. You know, because people get these stereotypes about people that somebody's a redneck and okay, that they're ready to kill you. They're ready to do this to you. But I bet you there's people out there that you could sit down and reason with them, and all of them are not, as we want to call them, ignorant and rednecked, and you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, and it's very interesting you were saying this, because if you had been at the show last night, you would have noticed in the audience some people that I would typically have said were rednecks.
Okay, really?
But I have learned through this journey with reggae and Rasta that the appearances are very, very deceiving. Most people, when they see me, are shocked that I'm into reggae. They just can't believe it. And a lot of these people last night, if you saw them, and as they left the club, they got into their pickups, you know, and off they went. But but they are...
They like really, the music.
They're into the music, and believe it or not, they're conscious people. You know, so... Reggae reaches everyone. Everyone. You know, I don't have to tell you that. You know that.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. You know,
yeah.
And it, like I was telling Asher that it's sad that people will only frequent shows that only have one kind of people. And then and somebody here was telling me in Binghamton that see, I don't want to speak on it because I really don't. Well, I'm going to speak on it. there's a club that had one reggae band since they opened up. It's called Magic City, and they had John Brown's Body. Now, I love John Brown's Body because they're my boys. But, you know, they didn't have somebody like Jimmy Cliff or Toots who is looking different persuasion than John Brown's Body. See, now I don't want to make the judgment. I don't know, but I would like to know. Is it that you don't want to have more of another type of people coming in there, so you got more of a mix? Then, does that make sense to you? I mean,
Well, I hear what you're saying, but let's give them the benefit.
Ah. Because we don't want to burn bridges, right?
That's right. And let's say that perhaps they could not afford a Jimmy Cliff.
Oh, no. I would say it's better than... Well, I'm not going to say anything until I speak to them. I'm going to speak to them.
Okay.
Because I just had somebody say to me the other day, they kind of like were perturbed at the place because of all of the groups that they've had there. And I'm going to tell you this. They had Little Anthony and the Imperials there. So I will say.
Well, then.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that to me was, if I never went there again, I know I would say, hey, listen, you guys had somebody that I went to see when I was a child. You had somebody who most of the reggae singers used to listen to, groups like the Impressions and Little Anthony and Imperial. So, we'll see what happens.
Well, I think you need to do some promoting.
Well, the club that was here burned down, and the guy's gone. And I don't know. I mean, the university has never had. They've had, what's those guys from New Orleans, the brothers?
Neville Brothers.
They've had the Neville Brothers, and, they touched reggae, but they're not reggae artists,
No.
They've never had, I think what it might be is this whole thing about, well, if we bring in that, there's going to be lighting up. But the state law now, you can't even smoke cigarettes in a place now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be squashed. Wouldn't be a problem.
No.
I mean, they don't even do that in New York now. I mean, you can't do it in New York City. So I don't know what I don't know what it is, but I'm going to try. And I know that you are a person that would help me if you could.
I certainly would.
Anyway,
I can. I'm in contact with a few people at record labels now. So if I can help you anyway, I'd be happy to.
Indeed. And we must talk later on today. We will talk. It's a must.
Okay.
Let me see. Now, is there any specific? Oh, you know what? I do have. Line, you're going to have to go run and turn your computer back on because I have something that you wanted. Now, the date of it is October 1st, 2001, shortly after the World Trade Center.
Right.
And this is a group called, remember now, the Overtakers. Okay.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that,
yeah.
Don't you? So we're going to go out of here with giving you some Overtakers. You can hear it. Can you hear it on the phone? Yeah, you'll be able to hear it on the phone little bit, and then you hurry up and go. Okay. They're talking now.
Reality. Okay.
Run the track. So April,
yes.
I want to thank you. I'm going to tone this down, and then I'm going to put it up when we get off the air.
Okay.
But I want to thank you very much for calling.
Okay, I want to thank you very much. I'm very humbled to be on your show.
Well, I tell you, it fit right in today with Asha calling.
Yes, it really kind of did, yeah.
And I look forward to being down there.
Okay.
And I will talk to you soon come.
Okay. Blessed love to you and your audience.
Same to you, April.
Okay. Oh, Lord, all over the world. Hey!